Good morning. Today we conclude our series of meditations from John's Gospel. Today we will look at John chapter 8, 31 to 32. This is a passage that talks about true discipleship. Please follow with me as I read the passage from the New King James Version. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus spoke those words as he addressed some brand new Christians in Jerusalem. Those words remind us that following Jesus is not a fleeting moment of enthusiasm, but a lifelong journey of abiding in his word, knowing his truth, and experiencing the freedom only he can give. Jesus spoke those words after a heated debate with the Pharisees when many believed in him. How remarkable that Jesus paused his confrontation with the Pharisees to address those new believers. These new believers in John 8 showed a positive response, perhaps nodding in agreement or opposing the Pharisees. But Jesus challenges them to prove their discipleship. Hence he said in John 8:31, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." The word abide signifies remaining, continuing, or dwelling, as a branch abides in the vine. A branch draws life from the vine and bears its fruit. Likewise, true disciples, true Christians, draw life from Christ's word, bearing the fruit of godliness. Jesus would later say in John 15, verse 8, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." False faith falters when trials come or worldly cares choke it, as Jesus illustrated in the parable of the sower found in Matthew 13. The seed of rocky ground springs up quickly but withers under persecution. The seed among thorns is choked by worldly concerns. Only the good seed, prepared by the Holy Spirit, yields lasting fruit, thereby proving true discipleship. True faith endures and bears fruit. True disciples abide in Christ's word, trusting his gospel and living by Scripture's counsel. True disciples do not turn aside for worldly treasures or grow distracted by life's affairs. Psalm 1 verse 3 likens true disciples of Jesus to a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither. Do you abide in Christ's word? Is Scripture the food of your soul, shaping your character, habits, and priorities? Is your faith a mere verbal assent with no devotion to Bible study or godly fruit? True discipleship is not only proved by abiding, but is experienced through growing in truth. Jesus promised, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you will know the truth." The Christian life is one of increasing spiritual knowledge and increasing spiritual wisdom. As Jesus said, "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Abiding in his word transforms our minds, renewing us from the lies of the world. "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth." This truth is Jesus himself. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." To know the truth is to know Christ, the source of eternal life. To know the truth also includes knowing the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Bible's doctrines that relate to salvation. Neglecting biblical truth would only serve to impoverish the Christian. Neglecting biblical truth will only serve to impoverish the church. Regrettably, many today demand less doctrinal preaching and more of what is so-called practical sermons. True disciples, however, treasure the Bible's teachings, which equip them for life and godliness. True discipleship, proved by abiding and experiencing truth, is blessed with freedom. Jesus declared in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Freedom is a hallmark of salvation. Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the captives, and his truth liberates us in profound ways. The late great theologian William Barclay identified four freedoms. First, the truth frees us from fear. Knowing God's sovereignty frees us from fear that cripple, fear of peers, financial loss, or failure. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians 4 verse 19, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Second, truth frees us from self. Knowing the glory of God's kingdom loosens the chains of selfishness and pride. The Word of God, which is living and active, empowers Christians to live beyond our weaknesses. Third, truth frees us from the opinion of others. Recognizing the world's wickedness, we Christians should value Christ's approval above all. Fourthly, the truth frees us from sin. Jesus prayed in John 17 and verse 17, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." By feasting on the Bible, Christians renew their minds. The Word of God transforms our minds and our thinking. The Word so transforms that it breaks sin's chains. Some may hear this and fear, seeing their weaknesses and their doubting of their own faith. But Jesus' words are not for despair, but encouragement. If you delight in the Word of God, the Bible, you bear the marks of a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Abide in Scripture as a branch in the vine, and you will know the truth and the freedom that truth brings. True disciples may stumble, but they return to Christ's Word for cleansing and strength, trusting his promise to be with them always. My dear listener, in a world filled with unpredictability and instability, the Word of Christ offers true freedom. Abide in God's Word. Abide in the Word of Christ. Prove your discipleship. Experience his truth and embrace the freedom he gives to fellowship with God, serve in his kingdom, and await his glory. Thanks for listening to this series from John's Gospel. My wish for you is that God will continue to bless you greatly.